Are you a fighter pilot? I'm pretty sure most of you aren't, but that doesn't mean there's not something you can learn from these elite military flyers. U.S. Air Force pilot and instructor Hazard Lee has written a book called The Art of Clear Thinking, A Stealth Fighter Pilot's Timeless Rules for Making Tough Decisions. And he joins us now to share some of the life lessons he learned from flying some of the world's most advanced aircraft.
Hi, my name is Hazard Lee, and I wrote the book The Art of Clear Thinking, A Stealth Fighter Pilot's Timeless Rules for Making Tough Decisions. As fighter pilots, our job is to make thousands of difficult decisions on each flight, often with incomplete information and lives on the line. However, the ability to make a correct decision with incomplete information in a limited amount of time is not just for fighter pilots. It's a universal skill. From leaders to entrepreneurs to teachers to nurses to first responders, our success and ability to achieve our goals relies on making the right decisions at the right time. The world is a complex adaptive system where all decisions are interconnected. Like the gears in a mechanical watch, each decision affects peripheral decisions, often leading to disproportionate changes in outcome. Everything in life is a trade-off. There is a cost, be it time, money, energy, or some other precious resource, for each decision we make. The key is to find the best long-term value for the given cost. And today, the stakes for our decisions have never been higher. Insight number one. Technology has now automated many of our lower-level tasks. This has added leverage to each decision we make. The phone you have in your pocket can, by itself, perform the job of dozens of people from just a few decades ago. A car can travel over 10 times faster than a person can run. A modern combine harvester can harvest crops hundreds of times faster than by hand. And the jet I fly allows me to be thousands of times more capable than I could be on my own. One way to illustrate this leverage is through the energy we use. The average person, despite physically generating only 100 watts of electricity, about what a light bulb uses, now consumes over 12,000 watts of electricity. That energy powers the technology that amplifies our decisions. Today, the difference in outcome between a good decision and a bad decision has never been so great. Insight number two, assess, choose, execute. There are three phases to every decision we make. Our ability to assess the problem, then choose the correct course of action, and finally to execute on that decision. In the Air Force, we call this the ACE helix, assess, choose, and execute, and it's an iterative process that continues to loop as it travels through time, similar to a DNA helix. By breaking down decisions into phases, we can then focus on the most important aspects during each phase. That allows us to stay organized and prioritize throughout the process. After we've made a decision, we can then review it, a process that as fighter pilots we call debriefing. Insight number three, power laws. Many problems in life are nonlinear, whereby small changes can produce large outcomes. This often goes against our natural inclination. Decades of research in cognitive psychology show that our brains struggle to understand these types of relationships. They're biased towards linear thinking. If you walk 31 steps, you're now 31 steps away from where you started. To walk twice as far, it'll take twice as long. However, this thinking can often lead us astray. For example, imagine that you have two vehicles that are each driven 10,000 miles per year, a car that gets 20 mpg, miles per gallon, and a truck that gets 10 mpg. To reduce costs, which is a better option? A, replacing the 10 mpg truck with a 20 mpg truck, or B, replacing the 20 mpg car with a 50 mpg car? When given this problem, most people choose the car. An increase of 30 mpg is both greater and a larger percentage increase when compared to the truck. The answer, though, is counterintuitively that replacing the truck is a better value. If you're surprised, it's because your mind has reduced the relationship to a linear problem. However, as mpg increases, the total gas saved decreases at a smaller and smaller rate. The effect is so great that even if we replace the car with an ultra-efficient 100 mpg car, we would still save more by replacing the truck. To understand the world we live in, we need to understand these nonlinear relationships, which fall under a term called power laws. Power laws govern systems where a change in one thing can lead to a very large change in another, regardless of the starting conditions. Insight number four, concepts over facts. Humans are naturally good at learning. Our superpower isn't strength or speed or size. The history of our evolution is notable for two things. The first is the decline in our strength over the years, and the second is the growth in both the size and complexity of our brains. Today, our brains are nearly 7 times larger than a similarly sized mammal. Even for primates, who have the most efficiently packaged brains, our brains are still 3 times larger than expected. In a sense, nature went all in on optimizing our brains at the expense of everything else. Our brains are undeniably powerful compared to those of other animals. However, our raw intelligence only tells part of the story. It's our ability to systemize lessons and then share that information throughout our network that has allowed us to far outstrip our biology. This has allowed us to specialize and become experts. Initially, it was specialization among tribes. By not having to do everything needed for survival, we could spend time innovating. These early seeds of innovation caused a growth in human knowledge that's compounded over the years. Today, we're not making tools that are 10 times better than those made by animals. We're making ones that are millions of times better. Reusable orbital-class rockets, stealth aircraft, and augmented reality devices are incomprehensibly advanced compared to the tools and technology used by the rest of the animal kingdom. As fighter pilots, our focus for the last 50 years has been understanding how to harness this superpower to outlearn our adversaries. Although our brains are fantastic learning machines, the way we process experiences into lessons can still be greatly improved. A robust mental framework that can accommodate many different scenarios is challenging and goes beyond just memorizing facts. There are a lot of people who are smart, well-educated, and have memorized large amounts of information and numerous facts, but who lack a broad understanding of the consequences of their decisions. Many of them are quite capable, but only for a narrow set of conditions. They lack the ability to think clearly, which is far more valuable in the real world than raw intelligence. Once the conditions they're used to change, sometimes even by a minute amount, they often make spectacularly wrong decisions. One way of visualizing this method of learning is by picturing a tree. Trees begin with a trunk that gradually splits off into thinner and thinner branches. Eventually, at the end of the smallest branches are leaves. Any leaves that aren't attached fall to the ground and are useless to the tree. In our learning model, the leaves are the facts or bits of information, while the trunk and branches represent the concepts. Every fact needs to be tied to a concept. We don't want pilots who are simply good at multiple choice tests. We want them to use the information to be the best pilots possible. Insight number 5, fast forecasting. Decision-making, put simply, is betting on the outcome of a choice. When a lion hunts down a gazelle, it's intuitively calculating risk versus reward. Each attack expends large amounts of energy and comes with the potential for energy. To make the charge worth it, the lion needs to assess many factors and conclude that the reward is greater than the risk. In the case of a lion, because of their small hearts and lungs, stalking until they're close to their prey, usually within a few dozen meters, is the most important factor. If it's unable to get close enough, it'll wait for a better opportunity. As humans, we're continually making similar assessments of our environment. In many cases, particularly ones we've encountered before, this intuitive assessment works well. However, with new or complex situations, we must move beyond our risk versus reward intuition and think in terms of expected value. To find the expected value of a decision, we need to find the possible upside multiplied by the probability of it occurring minus the downside multiplied by the probability of that occurring. By finding the difference, we can then see what the total benefit is. In its most basic form, say you have a bet of $1,000 with an 80% chance of winning and a 20% chance of losing. To find the upside, you multiply $1,000 by 80%, 0.8, and get $800. The downside is $1,000 multiplied by 20%, 0.2, which is $200. The difference between the two is positive $600, making it a great bet to take. While this may appear obvious, many people struggle when there's a difference in probability and outcome. Take another bet, only this time there's a 10% chance of winning $10,000, but a 70% chance of losing $1,000. Should you take the bet? We can see that despite the odds of winning being much lower, the expected value is $300, meaning that it's still a good bet to take. Of course, in the real world, it can be difficult, if not impossible, to determine the exact numbers to use. This is called the base of sand problem and plagues computer models. Despite how elaborate and sophisticated the model is, it's often impossible to precisely forecast the future. The solution, therefore, is to forego the illusion of precision and use a technique called fast forecasting. Fast forecasting relies on extrapolating our intuition to approximate the expected value of a decision. This is why concepts are so important to learn. Whereas facts only represent individual data points, concepts encompass entire regions of understanding. By understanding many adjacent concepts, we can build a broad tapestry of understanding that enables us to quickly approximate a ballpark solution. This allows us to combine the best aspects of our instincts with the best aspects of modeling. In fast forecasting, we are, in effect, building a mental model of the problem. Because our minds can only balance a fraction of the information that a computer can, this overcomes our natural inclination to include as many variables and data as possible. We're forced to simplify. In every system, there are only a few variables that, due to strong power laws, drive the system. Those are the ones to focus on. Thank you for listening to some of the insights found in my book, The Art of Clear Thinking. Now let me know what you thought of it. I'd love to chat about it.
Thank you, Hazard. That was Hazard Lee with 5 big ideas from The Art of Clear Thinking, A Stealth Fighter Pilot's Timeless Rules for Making Tough Decisions. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.